This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله
الله أكبر الله
لا
أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دين محمد النبي ورسوله اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعث اللهم المقام المحمود. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself anew of taqwallah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I of those who continue to grow in our love for him, our fear of him, and our hope in his mercy. Allahumma ameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillah, yet another year has gone by. And as we begin our khutbah today on this blessed day of Arafah, the Hujjaj of Baytullah al-Haram, Duyuf al-Rahman, the guests of the ever-merciful, the Lord of Mercy of Allah, are departing from their tents in Mina, heading towards the great important site of Arafah. And I wanted, inshallah, in the day that we spend together, these few minutes in this blessed day of Jumu'ah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no greater day that the sun rises on than the day of Arafah. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ also says to us that there is no greater day that the sun rises on than the day of Jumu'ah. It is the day that Adam was created, the day that he was admitted to Jannah, the day أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا, and the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him his sins. The day of Arafah is a day that is more significant than any other day in our Hijri calendar. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given verses of the Quran that indicate this, and his statements are testimony to this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sadaqah you give today is better than a sadaqah that you give in any of the days of Ramadan. The dua that you make today is more honored and accepted than the dua that you make in any other day in the year. The dhikr of Allah that you make today is more ennobled, more dear, more honored by Allah than the dhikr you make in any other day, in any other opportunity in your calendar year as a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received on this day of Arafah the great completing verse of our faith. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day of Arafah, the day of the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have completed your faith for you. And what was made Islam for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was completely delivered to him on that day. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. I have completed my favor upon you, O Ummah of Muhammad, O humanity who come thereafter. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah, the Most High, is content that Islam be the path of life, of submission to Him that we seek to lead and adjust ourselves with. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us about this day of Arafah. أَكْرَمُ الدُّعَاءِ يَوْمُ عَرَفَةً. That there is no more noble invocation, no more noble dua that a person makes than the day of Arafah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this sa'a of istijabah, this hour where dua is answered, in this day of Arafah, in this hour of khutbat al-jumu'ah, in this moment where we are gathered together for the praise of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all harm from our life. That Allah uplifts and adjusts the concern of our ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah leaves none of us or those who hear us any of their sins except that they are forgiven by the end of today. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave a heart that is turned away from Him unless it returns back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah makes us and you and all of us from those whose salah is accepted and our children become consistent with it thereafter. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us the honor to return to the sacred lands, to stand in the day of Arafah, at the location of Arafah. Allahumma ameen. Of the great noble features of this day is that this is the day that Adam was forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the day of ta'aruf, the day of recognition, where mankind recognized in the very first sin of Adam that they must return to Allah, that they must come back and ask Him for His forgiveness. And in the hours right before Salatul Maghrib, standing in the location of Arafah that is now marked by the Hujjaj today, Adam alayhi salam and his wife, they raise their hands to Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we've wronged ourselves. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive us, if you don't show us your mercy, we will forever remain as distant losers from you, Ya Allah. This is the day that Allah brought all of our souls to the location of Arafah. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah on that day witnessed to all of our souls that were created when Adam was created. Am I not your Lord? And we acknowledge, قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا. We witness this reality, O Allah. This is the day that Allah refers to in the Quran, وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that the shahid is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes witness, that it is the day that we witness our relationship with Allah. وَمَشْهُودٍ is the day we are witnessed by Allah on the day of Arafah. that Allah looks down upon His creation, descends to the lowest heaven, and speaks to the angels of how honored that we have come seeking only Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of Arafah is the day of the greatest humiliation of the shaitan. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said that there is no greater day that humiliates the shaitan than the day of Badr and the days of Arafah. The day of Badr, where he wanted the mushrikeen to assault and to end the da'wah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah brought down the angels in victory. And the next time that the shaitan finds himself humiliated is in the day that we are in today, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, look at those who have come into the desert. Look at those who have removed their clothing that they normally wear. Look upon those who have left their homes and their families. Look at those who have left their vocations and their teaching and learning. What have they come for, O Allah? They have come, O Allah, only seeking your forgiveness, asking you for your forgiveness. And Allah says on this day, فَاشْهَدُوا أَنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ, witness that I forgive them. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, that there is no day that has عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ, those who are freed from a place they earned in Jahannam, freed from the sins that they were doing leading them to Jahannam, that is greater than the day of Arafah. فَلِلَّهِ فِيهِ عُتَقَاءُ, there are those who Allah forgives that would not have been forgiven in any other day. Allahumma ij'alni wa iyyakum minhum. May Allah make you and I of them. Allahumma ameen. There are those of us who were in our life last year who do not have the opportunity this year to be honored, to turn to Allah in dua and in seeking Him in the day of Arafah. And I wanted to speak after this short introduction of letting you know what the day of Arafah is, why it's important, why the Prophet ﷺ marked it out by specific acts of worship. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man sama yawm arafat," the one who fasts the day of Arafah, that its effect, what it causes for them to have in their life, is that the life of the year that they lived is forgiven for them of their minor sins, of their minor indiscretions. If they have stayed away from the kaba'ir, they find themselves with a blank sheet before Allah. But it also has the greater effect that the sins of the coming year are forgiven. The ulama, they explain this in a very simple way. They say that this is an opportunity for you to turn to Allah, that the mistake you would have made is erased before you make it and you are guided away from it. Perhaps, my dear brother, there was a moment in your life, my dear sister, in the coming year where you would insult another, where you would look upon another in contempt, where you would speak ill or do sin or act in a way that is unbecoming of your standing with Allah. And because you honored Allah now, Allah sends for you a credit into your spiritual bank of ibadah, that you come to that fateful day, in that fateful hour, 100 days from now, 200 days from now, and Allah causes for you to walk away from what would have led you away from Him Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to profit and to benefit from this day of Arafah. I want to begin with four important suggestions that are actionable in my life and yours. They are things that you and I, it is not too late to do before the day of Arafah comes to an end at the time of Salatul Maghrib. And for us, the day of Arafah is temporal and time sensitive. It is something that you and I, in our intent, we begin it seeking the mercy of Allah, and we want to conclude it to the very end seeking the mercy of Allah. Over the last few days, I've been very busy on my phone, subhanAllah, answering the question of hundreds of hujjaj, thousands of hujjaj. There are people who have traveled from our school and from other places around the world, from the United States, from the UK, from Canada, from Australia, who found themselves arrived and there was no guidance provided in a way that was adequate. Just at the Fajr of this morning, we received news from the Ministry of Hajj that they've actually disbanded the Mutawwif group and have sacked the CEO, and investigations are ongoing. They've had to bring in buses from other regions around the country to allow the Hujjaj even to arrive on time. Some without food, some without accommodation, some without facilities. And many of them, the greatest concern they had was questions. What do I do? How do I fix this? Where can I go? Where can I find? What is the right thing and the wrong thing? And subhanAllah, what became the most important concern for them was the little things that they worried about, that they feared would ruin their Hajj. See, the mentality that you have, may Allah cause us to be together in Hajj in the coming years, Allahumma Ameen, is that you become very critical. Did I use soap that has a smell? Is that going to ruin it? Subhanallah, I put a wet towel to wipe my head. Is it right that I did that? I'm not allowed to wear a hat. Subhanallah, it was very hot and I used my ihram as a shade. It didn't touch my head. Is this something that's going to... Do I have to offer them? Do I have to slaughter and feed the poor people of Mecca on account of this being a mistake? So many minor questions, and all the time you're trying to calm them. Don't worry, my brother. You weren't using the soap to perfume yourself. You were using it to clean. Don't worry about it. Sheikh, I prayed and I don't know this mark on my ihram. I don't know where it's from. Is my salah? Don't worry about it. You are trying to calm their fear of loss of a great reward. The aim of that is meant to be in our hearts here as well. And one of the things that we say to the Hujjaj when we are with them, we say, when you come back to Australia, when you come back to your normal day-to-day job, are you going to be a quarter, a tenth as critical about the words you say, about the habits you have, about the food you consume, about the behavior you have with others? And therefore, on this day of Arafah, the first instruction that I leave with myself and you is to increase your awareness of your dealings with others. Be careful, ya Abdullah, of what you write, of what you type, of what you say, of what you hear, of what you transmit, of where you are, of what company you keep, of who is near you, and who you've brought into your home, and who you haven't. Be careful and critical of what life system you've allowed yourself to be in. Because when you come to make dua to Allah, we're going to speak about dua in Arafah, your dua is not guaranteed automatically unless you have a khuluq with Allah and a khuluq with His creation. You have to have the haqq of His creation if you want the haqq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Could you imagine that there would be a Muslim who owes you money and you've asked for it to be paid back? They owe you, say, $10,000. And you said, ya akhi, I need this as soon as I'm back in 6 months. 6 months have gone by. After a year, you are still patient. You say, please, as soon as you can, return it to me. Yes, inshallah, my brother. And all of a sudden, you receive a photo from Arafah. And the brother is in Arafah, the day of Arafah. And he's gone, he spent money that is owed to you. Ayyu hajjin hadha? What hajj would this be? حق العباد يقدم على حق رب العباد. The rights of mankind are more important to be fulfilled than the right of Allah Azza wa Jal if you do not have the permission of the creation. And therefore, make that an enshrined thought. If you were in Arafah and you were worrying about the little things, Shaykh, I killed a mosquito. A hajj is not permitted to hunt. I killed something. Oh, I heard. I can't. It's a mosquito, Sheikh. La bat. Do I have to do any? No, don't worry about it. That critical thought, bring some of it into my life and your life in these moments we have today. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to us that the day of Arafah is the day of dua. It is the day when we come together recognizing that eventually, with all of the power that is associated to us or through others for us, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, that there in ultimately is no might, no power, no authority, no ability to stand or turn or to move, except that which is bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the greatest dua on the day of Arafah, when you open one of the dua books and you say, what dua is the Prophet making in Arafah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The dua is very simple. La ilaha illallah. There is none that we worship but Allah. Wahdahu. He is the only one. La sharika lah. He has none that deserves to be in any partnership with him. Lahul mulk. For that reason, he is the only one who has true mastery of worship, of dominion. He is the only one who owns any malika in this world. Lahul mulk. He is the only one who owns something of what we have been given to use from his generosity upon us. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. And for him is the praise for allowing us these moments. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He has no partner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He, Allah alone, has the capacity, the ability, the power to do all that He seeks. This recognition in our dua, that is the dua that is answered by Allah. Some of us, we confuse the statement of Allah in the Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When they ask you about me, O Muhammad, I'm near them, I answer the one who asks. The dua that is answered is the dua of thana, of honoring Allah. When you look at all of the dua of the prophets in their moments of greatest need, alayhim as-salam, they don't make a request, rather they magnify and extol praise upon Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The dua of Yunus, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the whale pulling him under, the darkness of being lost at sea. It's not, oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, send me something to get me out of the water. It's la ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, I never waver from you. None is deserving of my worship but you, oh Allah. Subhanak. All glory, all completion, all perfection is to you alone. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I recognize my mistakes before you. Fastajabna lah. He was answered. The dua of thana, of honoring Allah, must be the majority of your dua today. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And finally, before Jilsatul Istiraha, we will continue with the last two sections of our khutbah, recommendations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to maintain the greatest reward in this blessed day. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. The third important action of worship is التهليل والتكبير. And we said, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Is the foundation of our dua. Along with that is the takbir that is associated with these 10 days and beyond of Eid. The takbir is something that you are to make as you are sitting, as you are walking, as you are about to sleep, as you wake up, as you go shopping. It's meant to be said audibly, loud enough for yourself or to remind another fellow Muslim of your takbir of Allah. It is meant to remind you, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Allah is greater than my problems. Allah is greater than my worry. Allah is greater than my needs. Allah is greater than my mistake. Allah is greater in His forgiveness than my sin. Allah is greater than anything that I need from others. Allahu Akbar. To recognize the greatness of Allah is the shi'ar, the constitutional aspect of our adhan, of our salah, of our janazah, of everything of value to you and I as a Muslim that summons you to Allah. It begins with the takbir. And therefore, for the rest of these days, after you finish your ibadah, after you finish your salah from the days of Eid, we will make this takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Until we finish on the asr of the 13th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Remember that this takbir is something that is honoring to Allah and following the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fourth and finally, and obviously I haven't spoken about fasting the month of the day of Arafah because we've already begun, alhamdulillah. But fourth of the elements that I ask of myself and you to keep in our heart and to put into practice before the end of the day is to be charitable to others. And that charity is something that you do in more than one capacity. I was telling my children as we were driving yesterday of an incident that occurred to me with my grandfather. A life lesson that I've never forgotten. We had in Egypt, we live in a building. When we would visit home, we have a building, a family building. And we have a guard at the bottom of the building. In Egyptian, we call him Bawab, somebody who greets you at the door, the doorman. Now this Bawab, he's a nice man. He was an illiterate man, a simple man. His wife and some of his children would help out in the home. They would come and they would do the washing and things like that. They were a lovely family that everybody loved and we got along with them. And they protected our building, looked after the cars on the street. And I remember on an important day, we had a huge celebration, mashallah. Lots of people coming. Lots of food being cooked and delivered. And I remember my grandmother, she said, Yahya, i'mil saniya, make a tray for al-Bawab and his wife. We haven't eaten yet. Make something for them. So I just took a big large plate and I just put rice and pasta and put every salad, everything together. My grandfather, Allah yarhamu, watching me from a distance, he waited until I finished. And he said, Yahya ta'ala, you can give more than one sadaqah at one time. You're giving sadaqah with food. You're giving from wealth, from something, yes. But you can also give the sadaqah of happiness. You can give the sadaqah of making somebody feel honored. He said, maybe you should separate this food into four or five plates. Put the rice in one. Put the chicken in one. Put the salad in one. Don't just put it as if you just threw everything together that they are not worthy, as if they were seated with us, that they would be served properly. Subhanallah, I said, Hadir ya Giddu, okay. And I separated everything. And I took down the different plates. The Bawab, he took it. And since that day, this has been a lesson that I've never forgotten. The emotion of giving sadaqah is different than the sadaqah itself. How you make a person feel. The process of qurban. Why do we not just do qurban and only the poor if we are able? Sometimes we have to send it overseas. There are people in need. Subhanallah, my qurban is in different places this year. More than one qurban. In Afghanistan, in here and there, in India, in different places. But also in Perth, my aim is to have a qurban. What is the qurban that you do in your Perth? Some for you and your family, some for you and your neighbor, even if they are non-Muslims, even if you cook it for them as a meal. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As is a beautiful hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As is one of the five fuqaha of Medina, of the great sahaba who learned from the Prophet ﷺ fiqh. In this hadith, he says to the butcher on the day of Eid, he says, after you have slaughtered the qurban, he says to the sallakh, make it into sections. وَبْدَأْ بِجَارِ الْيَهُودِي. Begin with my neighbor who happens to be this Jewish businessman. فَقَالَ السَّلَّاخِ أَيَهُودِي. You want me to give it the meat first of your qurban to somebody who is not a Muslim? He said, Bala, kadhalika allamana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, this is what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Subhanallah. That this honor that we have, it's meant to be shared. It's meant to be the joy that we have. It's all an aspect of sadaqah. We don't just give to the poor, but it's meant to be something that uplifts and honors others. And therefore, in your charity, remember, and I end with this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, also narrated in the Sahih. The Prophet ﷺ saw one of his Sahaba who was poor and needing of help. But this Sahabi is a person who has izzatun nafs, is unwilling to receive a handout. So the Prophet comes to him and he says to him, I want to buy your camel. Now this man's camel, it's as if it has two flat tires. It's almost dead. Khalas. The camel can't move. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this camel, you have no use for it. It can barely walk under its own weight, let alone to carry you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me ride it. وَإِن رَأَيْتُ فِيهَا عَيْبٍ. If I see something wrong with it, I won't buy it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Mubarak, the one of blessing from Allah, sat upon the camel, and it's as if it's a Ferrari, mashallah. The camel running all over Medina. It's like it's a brand new. And the Prophet returns to the man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, La rafi aib, I don't know why you're complaining. It's a beautiful camel. I want to buy it. The man is astonished. How much is a good camel in the market today? Oh, 400, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet said, here. And the man is joyous because he needs the money. He needs it. He has nothing, but he couldn't ask. He needs it. And as the man leaves, the Prophet said, wait, come. I have a gift. I forgot to give you your gift. Here is your camel. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why does the Prophet ﷺ give him a gift as a camel? Why doesn't the Prophet just give him sadaqah and give him the dirhams and the dinar that he wanted to give in the first place? Because you have to protect the emotion and the feeling of others. Giving people dignity in your sadaqah, giving people an upliftment, not being of those yamunnoon, the, oh, don't you remember what I did, how I forgave your debt, and being of those who have this empathy in their heart. Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, there is no greater day for a person to forgive the debt of another than the day of Arafah. There is no greater day for a person to repay a debt they owe than the day of Arafah. There is no greater charity that is given on a day than the day of Arafah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be the protection of the orphan. May Allah allow us to be the wealth that is used to heal the poor and needy and sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our wealth here in Perth arrive in places that we will never visit or never see, but allow those who benefit from it, that they remember us in their salih dua, that it profits us in our dunya and akhirah. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you success in this day of Arafah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to fill the streets of our city with His takbir, that Allah allows us to gather in Salatul Eid in different places tomorrow and the next day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our community as Muslims who seek to honor Him and submit to Him and to elevate His praise subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us our shortcomings, adjust our homes and our privacy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us better than we assume ourselves and others assume us to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us what we have forgotten of ourselves and allow us to be forgiven for what we have not yet done. Allahumma ameen. May Allah accept the fast of those who are fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause it to be forgiveness and expiation for our sins. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assemble us on the day of Arafah in Arafah. Allahumma ameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us our errors and our mistakes. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our school, our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. that Allah leads our board members and principal to that which is pleasing to Him, and Allah turns us all away from that which is sinful. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a joyous Eid and protects the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us many more opportunities of happiness with our families. هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika tabarak ismuk. A'udhu billahi s-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. مبارك فيك. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الشيطان. بسم الله. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده طيبا كثيرا مباركا فيه السماوات الله أكبر سبحان الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر حياتي لله والصلاة اللهم صل على كما باركت عليه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك الله لا ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا له ما في السماوات من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا يا علي يا عظيم سبحانك سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله